Echoes of Resilience: Women's Adaptations Against Sexual Assault in Ancient Civilizations. The annals of history are often painted with broad strokes of conquest, political intrigue, and heroic battles. Yet, beneath these grand narratives lie countless personal stories of survival, particularly for women who faced the brutal realities of sexual assault within the crucible of warfare and societal upheaval. Ancient civilizations, though seemingly distant, wrestled with this pervasive issue. In eras where conquest was a primary driver of state formation and expansion, the subjugation of the vanquished often included the violation of their women. This was not merely a byproduct of war. It was frequently a tool of terror, humiliation, and cultural erasure. From the Assyrian Empire's meticulous records of conquered peoples to the Roman legions' campaigns, evidence suggests that sexual violence was an intrinsic, albeit horrific, element of ancient warfare. Consider the case of a woman in the ancient Near East during a period of frequent interstate conflict. Without a strong central authority or a codified system of justice that protected all individuals equally, her vulnerability was immense. Her family, her community, and even her own body could be seen as spoils of war. In such circumstances, societal responses and cultural adaptations were not about eradicating the problem, an impossible feat in those times, but about mitigating its devastating impact on individual lives and community continuity. One significant adaptation was the emphasis on collective defense and community solidarity. In many societies, the extended family or clan played a crucial role in a woman's protection. This could manifest as strict social codes regarding male behavior, a heightened sense of honor tied to the protection of women, or even the practice of women banding together for mutual support and vigilance. For instance, within village structures, shared watch duties or communal living arrangements could offer a degree of safety in numbers. Marriage and dowry systems also served as complex protective mechanisms. A woman's marriageability was often tied to her perceived purity and her family's ability to provide a substantial dowry. While this could be a double-edged sword, potentially devaluing women outside of marriage, it also created a strong incentive for families and potential husbands to protect a woman's honor, as her violated chastity could lead to social and economic ruin for all involved. The dowry could sometimes act as a form of insurance, providing a woman with a degree of financial independence or a means of escape if she found herself in a dangerous situation. During periods of invasion or conquest, cities and communities often faced existential threats. When faced with the possibility of defeat and subjugation, women might adopt strategies of concealment and evasion. This could involve retreating to fortified areas, moving to safer regions, or, in the most desperate of circumstances, employing tactics of disguise to avoid detection by enemy soldiers. Historical accounts, though often filtered through the perspectives of male chroniclers, hint at such measures, speaking of women hiding in cellars, joining fleeing populations, or even taking on male roles to blend in. Furthermore, religious and spiritual beliefs played a role in shaping women's perceptions of safety and their ability to cope. Deities were often invoked for protection, and rituals aimed at warding off evil or seeking divine intervention were common. While not a physical defense, these practices provided psychological resilience and a framework for understanding and enduring suffering. The veneration of certain female deities or the establishment of women-only sanctuaries in some cultures could have offered spaces of relative safety and empowerment. It is crucial to acknowledge that these adaptations were not universally effective, nor did they erase the profound trauma inflicted by sexual assault. The shame, the potential ostracization, and the sheer brutality of such experiences left indelible marks on individuals and communities. However, understanding these historical responses allows us to appreciate the remarkable agency and resilience of women who navigated treacherous landscapes, crafting strategies for survival and continuity in the face of overwhelming adversity. These cultural adaptations highlight a critical truth. Even in the most challenging historical contexts, women actively sought ways to protect themselves, their families, and their communities. Their resilience, often overlooked in traditional historical narratives, is a testament to the enduring human spirit and the diverse ways societies have grappled with violence and vulnerability across the ages.